Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Shit 90 Shows Taught Me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to finish up our coverage of Felicity? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, I just can't believe it.
Another one in the books.
Another one in the books. Yeah. Well, it's kind of crazy. Like, this is our third like big show that we've completed, fourth
show in general. Yeah, because of Freaks and Geeks.
And, you know, like, these times are always sad. Like, I really am not a good person with change at times. This might be good change. This might be, you know, I don't remember. When did we start this project, Jessica?
Oh, I have the deets. Hold on. I have a spreadsheet that will tell me this information. Yeah. So we started Felicity November 18th, 2023.
Yeah. I mean, that was a crazy year for me in general. Like, a lot of change, a lot of change for you too. And I feel like this was, especially like the first three seasons, like a really good project for us and like distraction. And, you know, haven't been the most positive about the show Felicity in the last few months since we started covering season four, but I piggybacked off of you. Thank you for my piggyback ride. You listened to all of our wrap ups, correct?
Right. So I went back because I was like, there's no way I'm watching like all these episodes again. So I thought a good way to remember my feelings on everything is to just go back and listen to us. So I listened to seasons 1 through 3, our wrap ups of each of those seasons. And it was pretty enlightening, I have to say. Like, because I didn't remember, like, it's been a while. My memory is already not great. And it's been almost 2 years since we started this project. So it was really interesting going back and listening and kind of hearing, almost like, again, it's very roller coastery, our feelings on Felicity. In the very beginning, after season one, you know, it took you a really long time to really start to enjoy the show. I think both of us have cited season one, episode 9, Thanksgiving, as like the first episode we were like all in on the show. And that it kind of took us until then to really feel that way. And then it took us until season 2 to really start enjoying the character of Felicity. Like, at the end of season two, you were like, this show is great. I am all in on this show. It is fantastic. We were both very high on it. I think like seasons one and two for me are up there in terms of which one I like the most. I probably would say season two above season one, but like I really liked both of them. And then the season three wrap up was perhaps the most interesting because you were much higher on season three than I remembered. You cited season three as your favorite of the three seasons so far because you loved the Avery mess so much and because you loved Noel being chaotic and problematic with Tyra Banks and all that stuff. Like,
interesting.
You were like, this is messy. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So you really liked season three. I think your rankings was like 3-2-1 and mine was like 2-1-3 basically so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That 1-2-3. Yeah.
That might have been a state of mania that I was in.
I really think it was because to me, listening back, season two felt like you were genuinely like really excited. You really thought the characters were well developed. Whereas season three feels more like this show is like unrecognizable to what it used to be, but there's chaos, which is fun.
Yeah.
So like it was almost like there's such bad stuff that it makes it for fun podcasting, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I think that that's probably the right take. I re-listened to our recaps or wrap-ups rather of one and two. I didn't get to three. Mm-hmm. But I, listening back, I found it to be really interesting to hear our thoughts as well. My thoughts, because, you know, like I remember what I think I remember. But then like, do I really remember it or, you know what I mean? Like,
it's I do,
like,
I do.
It's like one of those things where it's like, you get told a story so many times. Is this my actual memory?
This is why memory is faulty. Yeah. That's why eyewitness accounts aren't reliable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just we can, a lot of things affect our own memories of things. And yeah, it was really interesting going back and listening because I think season three is really where things took a turn for us in terms of our enjoyment of the show, mm-hmm. because listening to us at the end of season two, kind of making our season three predictions for like what we were hoping thing, it just felt like everything kind of fell apart in season three. And like, they really went all over the place. There was like the whole Avery shooting. There's the Molly stuff. Like there's just stuff that we absolutely hated or felt apathetic about, which also isn't great.
Yeah. So you're saying that Julie leaving and Molly joining the show ruined Felicity. Is that
plus Avery, I would say.
Oh no, Avery was fine. Okay. We don't have a problem with her.
I just think, yeah, I do think the season three is where it took a turn for the worse. And then with season four, like, I mean, this is well-trodden territory at this point. Like, we struggled with a lot of season four. Like, a lot of it was like, we're spinning our wheels. What are we doing here? Felicity cheated. Oh, but who on her, like, plagiarized. Oh, but who cares? That's wrapped up instantly. Like, it was interesting listening to us make our predictions at the end of the season three podcast for season four, because I feel like our version of the show would have been so much better.
Oh my God. I'm sure. I mean, I feel as though like we could totally be really good writers. If
we had really good ideas for the epilogue, which we will talk about, cause I want to talk through the predictions that we had made and see if like literally any of them came true. But
yeah.
I feel like we did a better job at writing an epilogue for the series than the series did. Mm-hmm. And obviously neither one of us would have had time travel anywhere on our predictions list.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I see that sign behind you, Jessica, and I think it stinks of spoilers.
Yeah.
People call me the spoiler queen. You mm-hmm. literally have, no, it's a time machine and a
garbage, call me Nostradamus
and you know? A sewer cap on your wall.
Film reel.
You have it. I feel like you had to have been spoiled. No, I'm joking. But I mean, yeah, I really didn't. So like, you know, typically we do a season wrap up. I mean, with Dawson's Creek, we did a season wrap up and a series wrap up. And like, I think like we apologize that that's just not the route we're going in. Like, if you want to hear like our thoughts on season four, I feel like we did do a pretty decent job recapping stuff with DBK last week.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to like rehash the same.
It's going to just be a very negative podcast. Like truly, it would just be like an hour of us ranting about how disappointed we are. And for many reasons, one of which that's not very fun podcasting both to do and to listen to, but also like timing reasons. I'm going away this next week. Like it makes more sense to put a button on Felicity by just talking about the entire series as a whole and our thoughts coming away from the show. I do think if I had to guess, or if memory serves correctly, I know for most people, they did not enjoy season four. Like fans at the time didn't really enjoy season four. I think most people agree that seasons one and two are like the best. And then it kind of goes off a cliff in like seasons three and four. It's just a steep, you know, decline in quality. But do we want to start by seeing what predictions we got correct? And then we can kind of talk about the series as a whole.
Sure.
Okay, so for season four, here were your predictions. Mm. The girls and guys' apartments are still in full swing. So like the living arrangements, which
I think that's true. Megan went over to Sean when they got married. Megan went to
Sean because they got married, right? But yeah, the Ben and Noel were both living in Sean's apartment, even though it made no sense for them to. Noel and Felicity spend the summer together, and Ben is pissy about it. So Noel and Felicity did spend the summer together. Noel wasn't super pissy about it, though.
No. Felicity spent the summer with Noel.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben was not that pissy about it.
Right, but they did spend, but Noel and Felicity did spend the summer. Yeah,
Ben seemed pretty chill about it because Ben's an unbothered king.
Yes. Love triangle is in full swing. We're back and forth the entire time. I mean,
not really, though.
It was like kind of always Ben. And then Noel was just like, maybe Noel.
Yeah.
Shrug. Maybe Noel. Ultimately, Felicity chooses Ben strictly because I think she gets with Noel season four and then flip flops back to Ben. True. This is true.
Sure.
Double season finale. In the first finale, Felicity chooses one of the boys. And in the second finale, Felicity chooses neither boy and chooses herself.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this so many times. Like, I feel as though that would have been, I think like that would have been really good. In a way, it was almost the opposite. Like, she almost like didn't choose either boy, chose herself or her doctor career, but then ultimately Ben came, and then in the second finale, like it's ultimately Ben. So but it wasn't as like pro, like a woman can do it on her own, she doesn't need a man,
right,
as I was hoping. And as I think, like, if this show was made in 2025, I ultimately think that that's what would have happened.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Megan and Sean break up, but make up by the finale.
Which
finale?
I mean,
more. No, yeah, it's complicated, I think. Dean and DeLuca get shut down for good. No, like Javier, they get robbed and Javier gets fired, but I don't think the store itself shuts down. Lena and Tracy don't get married because their families don't get along. Maybe Tracy is a mom guy, and that gives Elena the ick. They don't get married.
Mom guys do give me the ick. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah? That's funny. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've never dated a mom guy.
Yeah.
Never. No.
So, but you're kind of a mom girl. So,
oh, yeah.
I love kind of, I love you to death, but it does kind of give me the ick.
I'm happy it gives you the ick, I guess, that I'm close with my mom. I love my mom. I talk to my mom. I would be, it's weird if I go a week without chatting with my mom. Yeah, it is weird. And we're close. We're friends, you know?
I'm not trying to shame you.
Okay. You don't have to. That's fine. I don't feel ashamed. Okay. Molly. I'm telling you, the season three wrap up was worth re-listening to for this moment alone. Your prediction that Molly will die in a scuba accident over the summer and we'll never see her again.
Did we saw Molly a little bit in this season, did we? Did we not? Yeah, we did. We're like,
at the top of the season, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think very early on we did see her and we were like, ugh, but then she left or whatever.
Again?
I know.
Is essentially what it was.
Noel gets a job at Apple or something techie.
Yeah. Do I ever shut the fuck up? Why did I make so many predictions?
You made a lot of them. You never make this many for Buffy.
Jeez, keep going.
Ben becomes an EMT. No. He's a doctor. Who would have saw that coming? Elena is a successful doctor and pays for other women's doctors' schooling, like that scholarship that she had gotten.
So this is like the one thing that I kind of want to complain about again. I would have loved if there was a time jump and Elena didn't die, or maybe she came back to life, whatever, if there is some sort of reference to that, because I was like reminded of that when I was listening to the wrap ups and like how much I loved that storyline and how I felt like it was one of like Elena's stronger storylines / like plot points. And I really think it's a missed opportunity that we didn't get to see her pay it forward. That would have been like really nice.
I totally agree. I think even knowing like what every character did post college would have been nice. Like we really didn't get that. Like for almost any of them. Yeah.
I mean, every single time. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about 90s movies or like early 2000s movies.
You get the little thing at the bottom of like what they did.
Exactly. Like, and like you have like American Girls like playing in the background and you're like Elle Woods like becomes like blah 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 and has two twin boys or something, whatever. Like that's like such,
we like closure.
Yeah, I love closure. I love closure.
And we didn't get it.
No.
Felicity becomes an art therapist or an art teacher.
Yeah. That would have been so good.
I know. I agree with you. Art therapist. I would have thought been great. Sally was dead all along, or we finally meet her.
No.
Neither, because the show hates us.
I don't know.
That was your last prediction.
Okay.
So,
all right. Okay.
Yeah, I like your version of the season much better.
Thank you.
My predictions. Lots of time spent on the Noel, Ben, Felicity triangle.
That was like, yeah.
Molly dies off screen by choking on chicken while alone.
I wish.
Yeah. Felicity and Noel do not fuck over the summer, which is true. They don't fuck until right after. I also had predicted Noel will have his best season yet, which is not true. I would argue that season three? Two Noel?
No,
season one Noel, I think.
No, we hated Noel in season one.
So maybe it was two. Maybe it was the breakup. You know, I don't even think he had a full season where I liked him. I'm going to just say when he did the breakup kit, that was where he peaked.
Was that three or two?
I think that was three, was the breakup kit. Because that was Avery.
We liked him best in three because he's a very possessive boyfriend. And I forgot about that.
Yeah. The problem with three was that was also the Tyra Banks time.
And I think it was four. Oh, no. This wasn't season
this
four.
Is four. Four, he really wasn't that great. I mean.
Why? Why was he not that great? I think that he just like was focused on his career.
I don't know. He was fine, I guess. I don't know. Natalie returns and they get a quickie divorce. And after that, she fucks Richard. Which they do get like a quickie divorce, but there's really not much with Natalie at all.
At least he got the money, the like $50,000. What a win to marry a crazy bitch and get $50,000.
Yeah. Elena and Tracy break up, do not get married. Correct. We finally meet Sally. I wish. Nope. Sean and Megan get married in Vegas.
Oh, which, okay.
I mean, no, but they got married very quickly.
Yeah.
Sean invents something that makes him and Megan a shit ton of money because she helps with it or something.
I actually think that the clothing, I forget what it's called.
It was so dumb.
I really wanted to forget.
I wish I had forgotten that. Yeah.
I do think that Schmegan made some money.
Okay.
Not like he didn't invent like Amazon.com, but.
No. Richard does something very impressive. No, not at all.
No.
I hated everything from Richard.
Yeah, we didn't really see Richard that much. No.
Javier opens his own cafe where all the characters visit. Noel designs the sign and website and all of that nonsense. Felicity's art will be hanging up. None of that.
That would have been nice.
I know. Megan becomes a guidance counselor a la Tony Pavone.
Mm. No. We have no clue.
Ben becomes an EMT in New York City, and Felicity is an artist who also teaches.
Nope. Yeah, once again, we don't know.
Yeah. Felicity ends the series with Ben, hashtag Team Ben.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's true.
And Elena makes a cool doctor invention with Sean's help.
Oh.
No, didn't happen. Yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like when in listening to our season wrap ups of seasons past, I think the biggest thing that I'm hit with is just how many characters I feel like I knew very well in those seasons.
Yeah.
Versus once we got to season three and then definitely in season four, it was like we only care about what Felicity's up to and it involves Noel and Ben. And like, fuck Elena, fuck Javier, like Megan and Sean are going to argue and that's going to be that. Like we really weren't. Once Megan and Sean got married, it was like all their content was their marital strife, basically.
Yeah.
It's really like, Joey, I had totally forgotten Sean had to have one of his testicles removed. Like I had forgotten that completely. Like he finds Judaism, right? Like all of these very interesting character things that happen completely just fly away and we're left with just like Megan and Sean arguing.
Yeah. I just think it's like a lot of lost missed opportunities. I really do think that, you know, I feel as though we did spend a lot of time in seasons one and two where I feel like everybody was working on growth. And ultimately I think like the one character that did show like a full amount of growth was probably Megan, but throughout all four seasons. And maybe Ben as well. Maybe not the last season, but like I ultimately do like where, besides the cheating, which whatever, I do think that I really like Ben's character progression, but I feel as though like Noel was pretty much like the same from start to finish. And I think that Felicity was on a good growth path. And then I think that she reverted. So I feel as though, and then Elena, it's like, who knows? Like they didn't give her enough. Same thing with Sean. Like I, you know, thinking about like what this show is ultimately about, it seems as though, and we said this a few times, it seems as though all along it was the Ben and Felicity story. And I think that like I came into this thinking that this was a show about a woman finding her own, being independent for the first time, not following the path that her parents like laid out for her. And I think like I think we both went into this show thinking that like that's what this was. And maybe that's where ultimately our disappointment lies, because that's maybe it felt like that's where we were leading in the first few seasons, but that's not where we wound up. And ultimately it's just like not satisfying because it just tells us that like, yeah, you know, your own personal growth doesn't matter. You're just like the same person as you were day one, as you are day 1 million. And I don't know, like I think like it doesn't really, aside from the fact that, like you can feel warm and fuzzy that like Felicity and Ben seem to be together at the end, and if that's what you were looking for throughout the entire series, like maybe that's satisfying for you. But I really do think that the first few seasons had like really great stuff, so it's kind of, it's very sad to take season four into consideration. So it's just like, I guess like our job is in the next like hour or so is to try to separate season four and maybe even parts of season three from how we feel about Felicity, the show, because ultimately if we just focus on the first two seasons and like the highlights of seasons three and four, I do think that this was a good show. So I'm curious, like, what were, like, some of your, like, bright spots?
I think most of my bright spots in the show are when the whole group is together. So episodes that stand out to me are Thanksgiving. That was like a big episode for both of us because it was like the first time we really felt connected to the show. I loved Assassins. Obviously, it's like a game sort of episode, which is really fun. I think that like, I like the idea that they did documentary twice more than I actually liked it in execution. Like I just like the concept of it, but I really didn't end up liking how it turned out. And then there was a streak of episodes that we were very, very high on. And I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was Ben Was Here, The Aretha Theory, and Final Answer. So the episode 20, 21, and 22 in season two, that was like a very strong string of episodes altogether. I'm fairly certain one of those has the time machine line in it. It's like the Ben's Fran Drescher moment.
Yeah.
Because we were really high on Ben in season two.
Yeah.
High on Ben, on Felicity, on Julie, like all of these characters having really great moments. And it stands out to me that like Julie leaving the show and Molly's inclusion in the show is kind of where I would put the marker as to like, this is when the show started to go downhill for me, is at this point in the show. And I'm not saying that it's like, you know, correlation isn't causation. Like I'm not saying that that's the reason the show started to go downhill. It's just when the show felt like it no longer understood its characters and no longer was interested in having them have some sort of growth and maturity and like, you know, progression, because we've covered other shows that have delved into college years, you know, like Dawson's Creek did it. We're currently in the college years of Buffy. You famously love a college show. And I think for good reason, because generally you do a lot of growing up in the ages between 18 and 22, you know, the normal college ages, you know, average, whatever. And I think that was kind of missing. I remember early on, Sarah, when we talked about the show, one of your like sticking points with season one was because the show takes place in New York City, that like it doesn't feel like college-y because there's not like a proper campus, if you will, right? Like you're missing out there, like the Greek life stuff. Like you're not really feeling those vibes.
Yeah.
But I think we quickly got over that. Like I don't remember really being bothered by that as the show went on. But there were a lot of good stuff in the beginning. And I think a lot of it was because the show was choosing to explore the friendships as much as the romantic stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like they kind of didn't care about the friendships as much later on, which is like disappointing, right? Because I mean, you've talked about this, like, you know, friends you make in high school, friends you make in college, like sometimes they're your lifelong friends. Like you're going through pivotal life changes with these people. Yeah, and it felt like
this in the Buffy podcast. So,
oh, okay. That's right. We did just talk about that, but yeah. So I don't know. What about you? Like, do you have specific ones that stand out in your memory?
Yeah. I think that when the show, I think like my favorite moments is like how dramatic / messy the show can get and how each of the characters kind of have their like breakout or breakdown moments. Which were a lot of fun. And I think that it was like always the Thanksgiving episodes, because the second Thanksgiving episode was so unhinged when they had like Greg and Greg's mom there.
Oh my gosh.
And like Noel and Felicity got caught kissing. That was like insane. I think that a lot of the stuff, like a lot of the, like Julie on the train singing the song, like that was like super unhinged. And like, I like the mental picture of like Megan in this outside of the subway, giving like this disgusting shocked look at Felicity who's inside the train. Mm-hmm. That was like so iconic. I think that I mean, yeah, the Avery stuff was like really unhinged. Like there was so many like really unhinged, dramatic, messy things where I'm just like, I am just like eating this up. Like these people are fucking idiots. Like
the beats.
Yeah, the beats. Like I can't stop watching. Like it's absolute chaos. Like the first Thanksgiving episode, the fact that like Hannah shows up and it's the first time Felicity meets her. And like, I think like they wind up kissing then too. And it's just like you people are freaking idiots. And like, I think like the highs was like how I would be like, oh, what kind of mess are these people getting into now? And it was like really enjoyable to see them. And I think that like, what else did I really want to rewatch season one eventually because I honestly don't think that I gave it a fair enough shot. And especially because hearing back about some of the plot devices or the plots that happened or the episodes that we watched, like there definitely was a lot of good stuff there. And I don't know why I wasn't as high on season one, quite honestly. Like it could absolutely be like life, like where I was in my life at that time. Like I mentioned earlier, it was just like kind of like a huge adjustment period for me. And I might've just not been in the best mindset to, I said like I went through a lot of change and that was another thing that was changing, another thing, another new thing. And I wonder if like me in a better headspace would watch it and be like, this is like an incredible season of television. I like don't know why I was like such like a grump about it when we watched it the first time. I'm assuming that I would probably feel differently. So
I think you might. And I also think part of it is because you love Dawson's Creek so much.
Yeah.
I think you had very high expectations and like it was having to live up to how you felt about Dawson's Creek. And like,
yeah,
that's really hard to do. You know, the shows are very different.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we really knew how different they would be because neither one of us had seen the show, whereas at least I had seen Dawson's Creek, yeah. You know?
Yeah. And like talking about the college stuff, like I also think that it's one of those things. Remember like our old thing, like, is this a Mary-Kay and Ashley movie or is it a movie that Mary-Kay and Ashley are in? Remember,
yeah.
Like, we always used to say that. This is like, is this a college show or is this a show that just takes place in college?
Yeah.
And I think it's just a show that takes place in college.
It
it's
is.
Not really,
yeah.
It's not supposed to be like a college show. So I think that coming into it, I was like, oh, it's going to be like so fun. It's going to be college. It's going to have, I mean, we did have in season two talking about like Greek life. I'm thinking that episode where Felicity gets drunk at the party and like the picture is taken with her in a solo cup, yeah. Topless. Like that was frat party adjacent. Essentially, I think she was at a frat party.
There's like college-y things, right? Like Ben and Felicity breaking into the pool feels, yeah, college-y. Like they're college-y occurrences, but it never really feels like college is a main part of the show.
Exactly.
Like a lot of times the college feels like a character in and of itself, or like the setting feels like its own character.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that was the case, as much as New York City is iconic and like, you know, recognizable and all those other adjectives. Like it just doesn't feel like that is in its DNA necessarily.
Yeah. So I really think it's like a lot about it, especially in the beginning when we were covering it, was like expectations versus reality. So I think that like eventually, you know, if we had like more time or maybe in time, like I will rewatch season one and I'm very curious how I would take things in then. But like, I mean, honestly, like I would watch season one and I would watch season two again. Like I think that, and then like a select few episodes from three and four. Like talking about mainly Felicity, I think that like, you know, she, I also think like she is just very different than anybody that we've covered before. Like she's, yeah, kind of a weirdo. She makes like really like bad quick decisions. And like, I think that a lot of the times we're left being like, Felicity, you have to be a smart girl. Like, right. Like you like always got straight A's. I don't know. She was the valedictorian, but she could have been the valedictorian. Like she was going to be a doctor. Like, how can you be so fucking stupid? And I think like, it was like so weird being like, are you psychotic? Like, are you insane? And I think that like seeing her, especially in season two, and seeing all of that growth and development and really like going off onto her own, it was really exciting to see her make those moves. I remember really loving some of the more like political episodes about like the Plan B episode. Mm-hmm. I really liked when she was like trying to be, well, no, actually I didn't like when she was going to be whatchamacallit. She was trying to help be the student council president.
Oh, yeah, the student council president.
She didn't really run on a platform. She just got really competitive. But mm-hmm. I felt like I just really liked her in season two. And I think that we were on the same trajectory in season three. But I do think that there was definitely spots. Like, how did we feel about Felicity in season three?
Season three, we were not super high on her. Okay. She only got 1 point the entire Ooh. Season of season three. Like, it was not a good season. That was like the Avery season, which like also affected Felicity. It was like very annoying. I think Felicity's best season is probably season two.
I agree.
Because we had really learned to love her flaws and all by that point. But then when a character goes back to making the same mistakes they've always made, it just gets pretty old. We were really high on Julie in season two. Julie was like, we would not stop talking about Julie.
No, I think that I was not high on
Julie. Oh, right. I'm sorry. Because season two is when the Sean stuff happened. It was, yeah. I think season it was season one you liked Julie.
Yeah. 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 Season one, I really, really liked Julie. I think
season two, we really liked Felicity. That's what it was.
I think Julie is so interesting because I really do think that she's one of those characters that like there was just times where I was like, fuck, like, am I really watching like my life play out in real life? And yeah. It was so bizarre. I remember learning the fact that she and I are like born a day apart, but like by 8 years, like she's March 8th, I'm March 9th. And just like kind of like some of the times, like how she reacted, especially in the first season, I definitely saw a bit of me in her. I thought it was really interesting, compelling how about her dad, her birth father, and the kidney donation. Once again, like mm-hmm. It was very bizarre to watch that all play out in real life. I kind of wish that she actually wasn't a match because once again, like
right.
I would have found it more relatable. Then we wouldn't have had to be like, ooh, that kind of feels icky or like, but also it was such like a big decision that like, I don't totally blame her. I don't know. I think that her departure was definitely missed, but we did get her in the last 5 episodes.
I was happy to have her come back for sure.
Yeah. And for me, that was a surprise. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, it was really nice to see her again. And I was just thinking, like, along the same lines as Julie, right? Julie is, we talked a lot in the earlier seasons about, like, the potential for a character assassination for our characters that we like, right? Because yeah. It tended to happen in Dawson's Creek, where every season, it seemed like the writers would pick a character and be like, this is the season we will make you hate them. And I really, it's interesting. In this show, it feels like by seasons 3 and 4, they're like, we're going to assassinate every single one of them.
Every single one.
Right? Yeah. Like, because I'm thinking, not even like, we talked a lot about Felicity already. So like, let me set her aside for a second. But characters like Sean and Megan and Elena, like those characters who had heart, comedy, Javier, even I would list as well. The moment they tried to make Javier into like this main character rather than this like fun side character who we only went to occasionally, it was like it fell apart. Like they gave him ridiculous storylines that I didn't like. Yeah. And they would always like shove in another side character just to be like, we don't know what we want to do with them. Let's just pair them up with Javier for a scene or two. And it really just impacted the overall growth on those characters to the point where when they would put them on screen, it's like, well, now I don't care because you'd made me either not like them, like in the case of Sean, whereas we loved him in the beginning. We were like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what he invents next. I feel like smoothies was the beginning of the end for Sean.
Smoothies ruined everything for Sean.
It really did. And like even characters like Richard, right? Like he was fun in the earlier seasons. Like I didn't like him, but he provided comedy. Characters like Guy, right? There were just different characters that would just pop in and then they were gone and then we never saw them again. And Megan, I feel like Megan had such a strong personality and like strong convictions and obviously like a very specific look, which they changed in season four, which again, I wasn't super mad at, but I was happy to see her return to her goth ways by the end of the season with the time travel stuff. I just feel like they kind of lost the essence of a lot of these characters. And it made me sad because of how much I really enjoyed them in the beginning. Like I was so happy to watch Sean, Megan, Alina, any of those characters earlier on. And then it felt like, well, we really want to focus on Felicity and what she has going on with Ben slash maybe sometimes Noel. So who really cares what these other characters are up to?
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I think that's probably one of the more alarming things is that in the beginning in seasons one and two, I was like, yeah, like I really love all of these characters, except, I mean, like there was people that I had like beef with, but I was like, I really like everybody. And then in season four, I was like, I don't like any of these bitches. Like all of them suck. Yeah. And then like the Javier thing is like probably one of the biggest losses. Like I really loved his character in season one and season two. I thought him popping in and out, making his jokes was so funny. And him taking on like valuable time from Alina or whichever, it just was very frustrating. It's almost like if we were like, hey, let's make Mr. Heckles like a main character.
Yeah, it just didn't work. Like we loved Javier in the beginning. Oh my God. Like you have recipe. Like he had so many funny lines and like Benjamin, right? Like he was always, especially with
Dean and Luca. I have a crunch on you.
Yes. I feel like the other thing we kind of lost, which again, part of me thinks it's fine. And the other part of me is like, well, there were kind of always people working at Dean and DeLuca. So I wish we spent more time there. It feels like we kind of just abandoned that set at a certain point. And I feel like there's a lot we could have gotten that, you know, included more Dean and DeLuca. We could have had even more characters work there. Like freaking Sean, he could have used a job like 20 times throughout the seasons.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I do think like everybody worked at Dean and DeLuca at least for a day, maybe not Alina and maybe not Megan.
One time he asked Alina to like cover for him in season four when he went on an audition. So she worked at like one time.
Okay. Then I think like nearly everybody worked at Dina DeLuca because Sean definitely worked at Dina DeLuca one day, but which is funny. But yeah, they kind of abandoned that too. I just think
having sets is like important to like the familiarity, right? Like the loft certainly is like the most memorable mainstay of the show and that it's always around. Obviously dorms are going to change, right? Like the girls have their own apartment housing place at one point. Noel has his own apartment at one point. I just feel like they abandoned Dean and DeLuca and we kind of needed that mainstay location. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree. I did, think that, I mean, I think that I don't know. I'm thinking about like who my favorite character is besides Megan. And I really do think that I came around on Ben. And I think that like, I really do. I think that Ben needs to kind of learn from his own mistakes. I think that, you know, he probably still has more growing to do, but I mean, he became like a very like endearing character throughout the four seasons, I felt.
Yeah, I think Megan is definitely my top pick, despite the fact that they don't give her a ton of new stuff to do towards the end of the show. But Ben definitely has one of the more satisfying character growth arcs because we spent a lot of time in the beginning being like,
we have no idea what he's going to school for. Like, we thought, we guessed like business, you know, like we didn't really know. Then when he had like a decent time hanging out with kids that one time, we're like, oh, maybe he'll do something, you know, social worker, teacher, gym teacher, you know, basketball coach, whatever, you know, we had a lot of ideas on that. Obviously weren't expecting him to become a doctor, but overall, he has a very interesting character arc. And I wish Noel had something similar, because I feel like they kind of fell off with him at a certain point.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Like, what do we think, like, happened with Noel? Like, because I think that Noel, it has been low-key crazy since episode one. And I think, like, he kind of settled down a little bit in season four. But then he just became, like, much less interesting than Ben, in a way, or like anybody else.
I wonder if part of it is because he graduated. And so they were like, we're going to focus on getting Noel a job, like a career, versus he's not up to the, like, I have to graduate, I have to pass all my classes, I have to decide what I'm doing with my life, right? Like, he didn't really have those crises anymore. And honestly, I miss the days when him and Elena were roommates, because I really felt like they were really fun together.
I do too. I think that they were like interesting, like, an interesting friendship, because I think that the fact that Noel was able to open up to Elena, and I feel like Elena opened up to Noel.
She told him about the affair with the professor. Yeah. He was the only one who knew for a while.
Yeah. And I think like that was really good for both of them.
Bonded by Subway Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
They really are like a good pairing in terms of they're pretty opposite, but they balance each other out very well. Yeah. And you get the added benefit of, even if Noel and Felicity aren't together, well, they're going to end up seeing each other a lot, because she's friends with Elena. So she's going to be over there. Like, it was a really good way to have, like, to get there to be tension and drama and also fun stuff, right? Like, that's the same apartment where Ben and Noel play video games together and then like beat the shit out of each other.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so much fun. And like I forget what it was. Like, maybe it was the lockdown that they were doing the same episode, and they were like kept trying to call Ben and Noel, but they were just playing video games the whole time and they missed like the whole thing. It was so funny. I really did like, I liked them together. I think that especially because like, I think those were the episodes that Elena was with Tracy a lot. So I think that they kind of just like worked well together. I don't know if like the girls moving in together was like exact. I was hoping it was like the Aretha theory, like every single day. And I don't think that we totally got that.
No, I really liked when they did the girls' night out, but then like we didn't. It really felt like, oh, now that we have them living together, we don't have to do any work to have them maintain their friendships, which is unfortunate. Like, I think maybe let's do this. I think we should pick our favorite friendship on the show, and then maybe like our favorite, like our missed potential friendship of like, we wish we got more of these two characters together. Okay. So maybe we got a little bit, but not enough, or maybe we originally had it and then it fell off. So do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I think that, like, my favorite friendship is probably Megan and Felicity. I've said this a lot, but I think that Megan is so interesting. The fact that like she has such a hard exterior, but once she chooses you as her person, you're her person, and the protectiveness of her towards Felicity and the loyalty and like the fact that she like yells at Ben all the time on the phone and just looks out for her. I think is like, so it was so sweet to see that develop. And I think like Felicity, actually, I think that Felicity was a shitty ass friend to Megan the whole time, but
she's a shitty friend to most of them.
I do think that like their dynamic evolved, and I think it was like some of my favorite stuff that I saw.
Yeah, I would pick them too. Because I really like not an enemies to lovers, right? Because they're not a romantic pairing, but like an enemies to besties. I really like. We obviously also saw that in Dawson's Creek. I think it's really intriguing, and oftentimes opposites make really good friends because you balance each other out very well.
so I really enjoyed their friendship, and I feel like that was one. Obviously, they show didn't maintain any of the friendships super duper well, but I feel like of all of the girl friendships, this one was probably the one they explored the most or spent the most time in evolving.
Yeah.
Julie and Felicity were like one of those pairings early on, and then it kind of like went into frenemies territory, and then it was then Julie left. So then it was like whatever.
I feel like it was that way like the entire show. Like they,
yeah, really but it was never, interesting at least, you know, like
it was
interesting to watch.
Like, cause then we had the debate of like, is Julie a girl's girl or is she like a backstabber? Is Felicity in the wrong? Like we had like a lot of good discussions about that.
Yeah.
And I feel as though, and then like it kind of came up again in the last five episodes when Julie went to Felicity, asked her if it was okay. Felicity said yes, but still got mad. Like it was such a repeat. But I don't know. If I was Julie, I'd be like, I need to stay away from her. Like there's
something about
like those two that just like don't.
New York doesn't like Julie, you know. She just needs to stay out of it. She can't be in that city because that city hates her. Unfortunately,
it does hate her. Yeah. And then like missed opportunities. I mean, I honestly just feel like we needed to utilize Elena more in every capacity. So like Elena with Felicity, Elena with Noel, even Elena with Megan would have been nice.
Elena and Megan would make really good friends. Like truly, especially thinking about the girls' night out that they did. I feel like they are two no-nonsense women who will just like tell it like it is. And I do think that would make them, I think they'd butt heads at times. I think when Megan and Elena would get into a fight, it would be like an all out, like yelling at each other, not talking for a few days and then coming back together. Like that's what I foresee for them being friends. I really wish we got more of them together. But yeah, I definitely think Elena and Felicity is my biggest one, mostly because they were really close. And then the show just was like, fuck Elena, we don't care about her anymore. And even when she died, we still don't care about her. Mm-hmm. So that is really unfortunate. I'm really, really sad about that one. Do you want to know who ended up winning season four in terms of our points that we gave out?
Oh,
who do you think it was?
Who do I think it was? Megan?
No, Megan got 3 points overall.
Okay.
Tied with Ben, who also got 3 points.
Okay. Who was it? Mommy?
No, Mommy did get a point though. No, it was Noel. Noel ended up with 7 points in the final season.
Wow. See, I told you it was Noel's best season.
I guess so. I mean, well, I think that my problem was that like, I feel like there was a lot of competition early on because like there was a lot of people we liked. So like maybe Noel was the best out of everybody in season four, but like everybody had a bad season. So
yeah.
It didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. I really do. I think like Noel was like kind of just focused on himself. And I really like there was a lot of times where Noel was like, yeah, Felicity, like give him a chance or give her a chance. Like he was doing and he died in the fire. Rest in peace. That's probably one of the worst ways to go, honestly.
In a fire?
I think so.
I mean, I think scuba diving accident off camera.
Yeah, it's like, is it worse if you're like suffocating or burning on fire? I think like,
I think if you're drowning is worse.
I don't know, Jess. Like, I think that they're both really bad.
Both sound awful, truly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anything else? I'm trying to think of other things we haven't really touched on. Overall, I leave the show disappointed, but I agree with you. Like, I try to recall how I felt during seasons one and two, and I did really enjoy seasons one and two. It's just unfortunate that I feel like we ended on more of a sour note with seasons three and four. When you have, like, 50% of the show that's like, eh, at best, that's a little tricky. Like, I loved the time travel thing because it was so unhinged and ridiculous. So at least we had that, I suppose.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the best times in Felicity was when it was being unhinged and ridiculous. So I don't know. Yeah. I think it's interesting. Like, I don't know. I think the show needed four seasons because it only makes sense. There's 4 years of college.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. I just... I don't know who was on the writing team, what decisions they were making in season four. I don't know. I think that they really, they like jumped the shark, really. But
yeah,
I think that like I am not leaving the show being like, this was a bad experience. I just think that I'm genuine, like I really am curious like to rewatch season one, because I feel as though, especially now that like I'm like in the groove and I know the mood of it, and like, you know, yeah. Season one there was a lot more like random characters popping in and out that like really added to the world and like the silliness of it. And I think like that added to the charm of the show as well. And I think that we did get that in season two also. And I think that like, I think a lot of the things that made the show really great, they like, they did less and less. So like just like an ink printer, we were running out of ink after
that's
each
really
season.
What it felt like, yeah. You know when like because you worked at a grocery store, like, you know when the receipt thing is running out and it has that pink spot that yes. comes only yeah. people who've ever worked in like food service or a grocery store or retail would understand this, but yeah, when the receipt starts to get to the end of the line, it gets like this pink line in it and then it goes gray yeah. and then you need to change it or else
like yeah, that's or what else it felt like. You're shooting blanks, really.
Yeah. But something else that this show gave us that brought us so much joy was feedback. We got feedback every single week without fail from all of you listeners, and not all of you obviously, but like there were dedicated people who sent us in feedback all the time, and we appreciate that like to no end. It is always lovely to look at our email inbox and see a voicemail or email or a message like from anybody with thoughts on the podcast, thoughts on the show. It really enhances our enjoyment of like the show and podcasting about it. So shout out to literally anyone who's ever sent in at least one message. And we do have a couple of messages from some listeners as well today. We got an email from Trent who says, "Dear Sally," whoops, I mean Sarah and Jess, "with the Felicity coverage coming to an end, I thought I would stop by and thank you both of you for the great last few years. What the podcast gives is truly amazing. You have a near 30-year-old television show, God, that makes me feel old, that I could have binged in a couple weeks, and you gave me multiple years of entertainment. It's truly a gift. No matter how things are going, I always look forward to watching an episode of television, and then I get to listen to an hour of fun, lighthearted podcast. Unfortunately, I can't thank all of your weekly contributors that you have, but they add so much to the podcast as well. I've been a loyal listener since the beginning of the Dawson's Creek coverage. Haven't missed one week. I can't understate how great it is to spend a couple of hours with the podcast each and every week. The Buffy coverage has been a blast too. So from this Creek Creep and Scooby and whatever the Felicity crew is called, thank you." What is the Felicity crew called? Know. How do we never name them?
I don't know.
The stalkers. I don't know. And they're all stalkers.
You made me crying on YouTube, babe.
That was really lovely, Trent. Thank you so much. I can't believe we never named the Felicity crew. How did we let that happen?
We might have. I just think that
we probably did.
Forgot.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
You know. Thank you so much, Trent. And I'm really happy to hear that you're listening to the Buffy coverage too. Because I do. There is like, we don't talk about this much there, but there is this like guilty feeling of like finishing a show and then being like, but what will the listener listen to next week? Like there is this like this almost like this guilt where it's like, I hope they like Buffy, or I hope they find something else that they can listen to, because I know I love podcasts and I love to like, there's not a silent moment in my house. Like if I'm, you know, I'm listening to a podcast if no matter what I'm doing. So we hope that not just Trent, but like anybody out there loves Buffy or finds enjoyment elsewhere, goes back through our archives, whatever, to kind of get through your day sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay. We also got an email from Jamie. Let's see. So let me start off by warning you ladies to expect several emails from me. I have a lot of thoughts, but on the bright side, it is the end. Let me start off by saying that while I agree season four wasn't great, I do think it started off pretty decent up until episode 8, which was the Thanksgiving episode, and it went downhill from there. I will say I prefer season 4 over season 3 because at the very least, they were telling stories about the characters.
I care about, unlike season three, which had too much focus on the guest characters, Molly, James, Avery, who I gave zero fucks about.
True.
If I had to rank the seasons, I would say season one closely followed by season two, and then four and three is the worst for me. I love this, Jamie. I'm going to share with you some thoughts on how I think season four could have been better. I think Felicity sleeping with Noel should have really shaken things up and had more long-term effects instead of having everyone fine by mid-season.
Yeah. I mean, that was annoying. Like this horrible thing happened and then they jumped back into a relationship right away. Like nothing seemed to kill Ben and Felicity. There were no long-term effects.
Yeah. I think Felicity should have been more pissed at Noel for telling Ben after he promised her they could just forget it. I also think it was a mistake to reconcile Ben and Felicity so soon. I liked the twist in the Thanksgiving episode where Ben and Felicity sleep together and we think they might get back together, and then Ben backtracks. But that should have been it. He was so wishy-washy after that. What we should have seen was some real distance between Felicity and Ben, as well as Felicity and Noel. When you think about it, throughout all four seasons, Felicity always had one of them by her side, even as just a friend, but one was always there. It would have been interesting to see Felicity without either of the boys and really working through her bad pattern of always going back and forth between them and becoming a stronger, more independent character. The reconciliation with Ben should have come towards the end of the season and should have been a very slow build. It should have started with them rebuilding their friendship, kind of like in season one after they got robbed. Oh my God, I forgot they got robbed. And Ben was showing up at Felicity's every night to talk. That is when they first bonded, and Ben shared with her his father's drinking and abuse. They could have done something similar in this season. They could have saved Ben's father's illness for the second half of the season, with Ben slowly turning to Felicity for support and slowly rebuilding trust and friendship. I think the original finale with him showing up in Palo Alto and saying it was my turn would have been more powerful had they not been together the majority of the season. The Lauren pregnancy also should have never happened, which I think the show agrees with, considering it was never mentioned in the time travel episodes that Ben was a father. What do you think about Jamie's changes, Sarah?
I love it. I think that Jamie did a great job. I honestly agree with every single thing that Jamie said.
I think that having Ben and Felicity barely stay apart is their biggest flaw in season four. Not even the time travel, truly. Like, the biggest flaw is the fact that they never gave these characters a break from one another. And it was just very frustrating when it's like, oh, thank God, they're going to break up. And then next episode, they're back together. It's like, exactly. What do we do this for?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Now to answer some of DBK's questions he asked in the last podcast. In regards to Felicity becoming a doctor, I hated the decision to have her become a doctor because it meant her father was going to get what he wants. Yeah. He was such a controlling asshole for not wanting to pay for his only child's education because she wasn't pursuing the career he wanted for her. I don't care if she didn't become an artist. I just wish she had found a career path that was her own. Second, I believe was the thought on Megan and Sean as a couple. I liked them at first, but all the fighting got old, especially because most of them were so stupid. I also thought the relationship limited what they could do with Megan, who was by far the most interesting character. I liked how they used Sean in seasons one and two as comic relief with all of his inventions, but he and Javier should not have been main characters. The show needed more college-age men as a part of the main cast other than just Ben and Noel.
Yeah, that's such a good point that I also kind of forgot that, like, Javier and Sean are older. They're both over 27. And I feel like, once again, that just, like, aids to the fact that this wasn't really a college show. I always felt that Elena acted a lot older than she actually was as well. I mean, they literally initially made her wear like the most like stuffy ass clothing in the galaxy.
Yeah.
So I think like that hindered it and like a lot of like the silly college-ness of it.
Yeah. About the Dear Sally device, I personally didn't mind it as I just saw it as a way to narrate the episode and get more insight into her thoughts. Finally, I believe he asked about minor characters we'd have liked to see more of. I would say Lynn, who has been swim team friend.
Lynn.
Dr. Pavone, especially in season four. I would have liked to see Felicity utilize Dr. Pavone to work through all the Ben and Noel stuff and on finding a career path that was right for her. Lynn, I remember coming around on Lynn a lot. I did not like him at first, but I eventually did come around on him. I want to end things by thanking you ladies and saying I will miss having you as a part of my Mondays. I don't listen to the Buffy podcast as I don't like the show. I tried, but I couldn't get into it. Hopefully in the future, you will cover more shows and movies. I follow you on Instagram, so please keep us updated on future projects. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thank you, Jamie.
And Jamie did send us also in like her top 10 episodes, which I thought was really interesting. She had the pilot, Boggled, which is the Nolan Felicity kiss in Boggle.
Yeah, I will say, I do think that the pilot of Felicity is probably one of the best pilots I've ever seen for a show.
It's really gripping. It's like, it's really captivating. It definitely makes you want to watch more.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, which we've recommend, we've talked about already. The Fugue, which is where Hannah returns and Felicity loses her virginity.
The freaking Fugue.
Felicity Was Here, which is the season one finale where she has to make the choice between Berlin with Noel and the road trip with Ben.
Should have probably went to Berlin, but whatever.
The List. Oh yeah, this one's great. The one where Felicity wears that red dress and breaks up with Ben. That was great. She looked, that was her best look by far of any of the looks she had throughout the whole show.
Oh yeah, so hot because it was like a low back.
Yes,
and I think she still had
the long hair and it was big. Oh. And she went up on the roof and the
wind. It was pretty hot. Yeah.
Great Expectations, where Ben and Felicity break into the pool. Yeah. And Ben Was Here. That is where Ben goes after Felicity and Greg when they're like in the snowy mountains upstate or something. Mm-hmm. And that's when we also get Megan's Sarah McLachlan speech to Ben, which is very fun. The Aretha Theory, which is the one with the ladies' night, and Ben's iconic time machine speech. And then The Final Answer, which is the one where Felicity misses her art history final because she was making out with Ben. And interesting to note from Jamie that all of her top 10 are in seasons 1 and 2, which I mean, that tracks.
Yeah.
Truly highs and lows with Felicity. I've still enjoyed podcasting about it. Like, I've enjoyed showing up every week and podcasting about the show. It really is fun. And hopefully, like Jamie was saying, maybe if you're not a fan of Buffy, we may continue some bonus content in the future. So follow us on social media at Shit90sPod just to...
I'll start posting again. It's my bad. I'm sorry.
Fine.
Might be.
But if you want to stay up to date on what we have going on, that is the way to do so. And of course, subscribing to the podcast feed so you see whatever we're putting out into the ether. Any final thoughts, Sarah, on Felicity as a whole or anything else?
I really appreciate everybody who listens. It really affects me to know that Jess and I make a difference in anybody's day or week, and it really touches me. And I mean, in terms of Felicity, I think I'm going to miss a lot of aspects of the show. And I don't know. I'm curious about if there's any interviews afterwards. Like, I didn't totally dig into that. I don't
know. I know they did a reunion.
So maybe in a little bit we could like watch the reunion and like talk about that, because I know that we did the same for the Dawson's Creek reunion.
Yeah.
And I feel as though like hearing from the cast years, like many years removed from it, could be really interesting. And
especially if we're a little bit removed from it as well.
Yeah. So I'm like definitely interested in seeing some like interviews. I know that there is like a Felicity podcast. I kind of just want to like hear some more like behind the scenes type of things that I've tried to avoid for the last 2 years, because like we can't really Google. And if we do, then everybody knows that I spoil myself. And then they're like, why are you in the spoilers? And then I'm like, I'm sorry. How about you? Any last thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, just thank you to everyone who's listened. Really, it is lovely to know. We started this as like, we're friends. We want to chat about 90s TV. And you know, taking on a new show is a feat, where 90s television has a lot of episodes. Like it's a big undertaking. And it's really lovely to have people along for the ride, and to have such dedicated listeners is really a privilege. So thank you if you listened. Thank you again if you sent in feedback. We hope that you will continue listening to everything else we have going on. And it's possible we will come back at some point with some Felicity stuff, whether we watch a reunion or come back with like a top 10 or a bottom 5 or both. Never say never. We may be back with some more stuff in the future. But yeah, I think that's it. So keep an eye on our podcast feed. Don't lose our number.
If you want to check in at any point, just email us and say hi. You also can do that. We would love it. But I think that's all we have. So don't forget shit90spod.com, shit90shows.me, and all of your podcast apps. And yeah, I guess this is bye for now. We'll talk to you next time. Just ask. Shit 90 shows talk.